During the late 60s and early 70s, the rhetoric of Bobby Seale was made famous by news broadcasts. He appeared radical, militant, violent. Since that turbulent period, Bobby Seale's message has changed. Mark Poindexter of KCUR spoke with Bobby Seale in Kansas City, Missouri.
In the 1960s, Bobby Seale told black people to pick up guns to protect themselves. He organized the Black Panther Party. He was bound and gagged in a Chicago courtroom in 1969 during what he calls a political trial. Now Seale is out of the Black Panthers, but he's not apologizing for his past actions as an activist, although he does say he's concerned about what some present side effects of those actions may be.
Years ago, I advocated people to pick up guns to defend ourselves. This is for political reasons on the one hand. And so I asked myself a question, and I found out that I had to take a little responsibility when I looked at the domestic killings that had nothing to do with political purpose. How many people that I may have gotten to get guns and put them in their home for those political reasons at one time, 8, 9, 6, 7 years ago. And now, how many of those people have killed each other or maimed someone, okay, assaulted someone with one of those guns they bought for the past political purpose and is domestic. So I come up with a new organization called Homicide Prevention and Cooperative, which involves another broad social problem.
When Seale spoke in Kansas City, he spent about as much time talking about psychology as he did about politics. He said that abused children can repress their hatred and grow up to be killers. He also said that many potential killers, those who kill in domestic fight situations, can often be helped before they murder. Seale said he's turning over the money he now earns from lectures to the Homicide Prevention Group to help it set up community programs to help potential killers and to help reform the judicial system so that the courts deal with those convicted of assault differently. Seale said many people who kill have already been convicted of previous assaults against the same people they kill. I asked Seale if he foresees himself ever again advocating that black people arm themselves for protection.
No, I don't think so. I personally wouldn't advocate it at this particular time. Now, put another J. Edgar Hoover, Nixon, Agnew, Ronald Reagan, and those types, you know, back in the heads of government, beef up people to alienate people, and most overt, direct, violent, or repressive ways via their justice system, which would be injustices in many cases, then sure, I'm subject to go out there, and if they're not going to listen to what these people are peacefully and practically and arguing about or debating about and trying to change, and refine to some reasonable, in some reasonable way, and they just want to ignore this kind of, that old type of government, then you never can tell, you know. If I was in South Africa, you know what I would be doing.
Bobby Seale said his homicide prevention program would be cheap to implement nationally and would save many lives. For National Public Radio, I'm Mark Poindexter in Kansas City, Missouri.